WA4KA, I believe, and 4WHM.
WHM, this is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha.
Man, I apologize. You've been playing tennis?
This morning, and I've murdered my share, so... So don't feel bad. Yeah, I played at 10:30 to 12, and I got my tennis in, and now I'm going to get some gasoline for the mowers and the weed eater. I got the oil in the two cycle jug, so I'm just gonna put a gallon of gas in it, and it'll be mixed correctly.
Yeah, two cycle mix easy these days. You see, you had to get the right amount of gas and oil. Now you just a gallon of gas and a thing of oil is pre-mix almost. I'll be around. This is M4WHM. Standing by.
4HKX. 4HKX monitoring. W4HM, you still there?
Go ahead. I was head deep in my logbook for a second there. Sorry about that.
All right, I was just going to ask you if you finally got that radio going on, the DMR stuff all fixed up.
I finally, you know, I ended up buying the Supercode plug, and I got it set to the frequency I'm using on my local hotspot, and then had to figure out how to get all my other analog frequencies all into one code plug, and so I got playing around in Excel and got all the frequencies changed and finally got it all set up, so it's all ready to go right now.
I think earlier you were talking about earlier this week where you were merging those code plugs.
Code plugs, and I used it and got it close, and what was happening is every time I would load the channels, the talk group for all the international countries would default to talk group 91, and I couldn't figure out what was going on, and you have to load your talk groups before you load your channels. So I went in, just did an import of all the talk groups from the code plug, and then loaded my channels that I'd set up, and everything's working fine now. It was just that order they had to go in.
Roger that. I've been playing with mine a little bit, made a few contacts on it, but nothing wild and crazy yet.
Made some good contacts. I've talked to Australia, New Zealand, Ireland, Britain, a couple other South American countries, Canada. I mean, all over the place. And the code plug has all the states in it, so I'm going to start going down the line and make a contact and log it in each state. I found that Georgia has a weekly net on the DMR every Wednesday night at 8. So as I get into it, I'm just learning a little more every day.
Well, I'm still trying to get mine all programmed up with the local repeaters in it. I was able to hit the one up here on Caesar's Head, but I can't hit that one down there in Anderson you were talking about.
Yeah, you may be a little too far for the Anderson. I've got it set as a separate zone now in my code plug, and that way I can try to hit it local or run it through the hotspot. So I set up about a dozen different zones so I could break it down in a manageable group so I'd know what channels were what.
I find that being the hardest part is trying to remember where all the channels are located, the ones you know, found somebody talking on or want to go back to.
Only a thing. Because once you connect to a talk group, it doesn't disconnect you for a default of 15 minutes. So if you scan forward, somebody may start talking and you don't even know where they're coming from. So there's a talk group disconnect channel that I've got programmed as a separate zone so I can disconnect whenever I leave one and go to another.
Group 4000, correct?
Yes, sir, you are correct.
Been learning this as I go.
Experience, I can tell you. Once I got the 5-star dashboard up, you know, I can monitor whatever I'm doing on the radio then, and it runs a log, I guess, of, I don't know, 15 or 20 of your last, activities on the gateway. So at least I can see what talk group and what call sign I've been talking with or is talking.
SkyBridge, I got it set up on my Verizon hotspot so I can take it with me now so I can have the DMR all day long without having to worry about hitting any of the repeaters.
I've got a Verizon hotspot I'm going to hook mine to. I just hadn't got around to that part of it. I figure that's the easy part now that I've gotten everything else done. I tell you, the code plug was the hardest part, merging all my old analog stations and everything digital so I could get everything in one code plug. I'll just pat myself on the back on that one. It was a mess.
Definitely see where that's going to be a mess, that's for sure.
I flashed both radios with firmware updates, and of course that wipes out everything, so I have my code plugs built and ready to go, and so I'm on the latest version on both the 578 mobile that I use as a base and my 878 handheld, so for the moment, everything's caught up and working like it should be. I need to flash my hotspot, but it's working so good, I think I'm going to hold off on that.
One channel you monitor above every, or more than the other ones?
Most of the time, since I got the two radios, I leave one on the Georgia, state of Georgia, 3113. And then I leave one on Talk Group 91, which is worldwide, and I just monitor those two. And if I hear something interesting, I try to get in there and see if I can make a contact.
Monitoring the U.S. one, I can't remember the number of it right now.
You got America, North America, Americas, different zones. Southeast, Northeast. I mean, there's literally about a talk group for everything you can think of. But yeah, I monitor that talk group 91. It's active 24 hours a day. So the Georgia talk group gets active at night after about 7:30.
There's much of anything on the North Carolina one.
That's it. But yeah, it's. I downloaded the latest contact update for the digital contacts, and it's like 192,000, so I don't know where they're all at, but there's a lot of people getting in the DMR.
That's one of the reasons I got interested in it. There was so much information pointing you that way right now. It looks like that's the way things are heading for the moment.
You got internet connection. I mean, you're able to talk anywhere, and you know, it's kind of like the analog. I think I was reading there's only like just under 5,000 repeaters, analog repeaters in the world, and there's 192,000 digital IDs. So you figure. They've got to either be hitting a repeater that's DMR capable or have their own hotspot. So it's more than a fad at this point to me.
Like most people are going with the hotspots instead of the repeater part of it.
Hotspots to me are just, I mean, I bought one of the little Chinese hotspots. That's why it took me so long and aggravating to get it working, but now it works like a charm. But you know, I didn't give $59 for this one. I want one of the BridgeCom ones, but I'm gonna have to wait till my birthday or something on it. That's a little more expensive.
Roger that. It makes it really nice, though. I do enjoy mine so far. Russell, KEO4RCL, he's going to build him one. I think his parts come in yesterday.
You get the parts with the little Raspberry Pi on the top hat board. You can build it up. So that's another fun part of it. It's just like antennas, building antennas or building radios. I mean, it's, you can get as deep in technical or plug and play as you want.
Yeah, there's a lot of information out there on it right now. I mean, there's information everywhere you turn, especially from Bridgecom.
BHMID. Yeah, Bridgecom is doing a, they've got to be doing a great business right now because their products are popping up everywhere. And I'm in the Athens, Georgia Radio Club, and there's several that have ordered the 878s and waiting on them to come in, and I've been talking with them about code plugs and hotspots, and it's definitely a growing trend.
Just while I let you get back to your logbook there, I just wanted to say hello. I heard you talking to Dave there for a minute. I'll say 73s to you, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final bill.
Talk with you, and good luck with your DMR setup and everything. It's just a little trial and error, so, but I'm finally at a happy place on mine, so enjoy this day. Get ready for some rain. This is M4WHM. I'll be clear and standing by.